Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we'll be finishing up Simon Shin Yud Gimel and starting Shin Yud Dalet. Yesterday we had read Sif Zayin, which is still found on Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph, and we'll really, really quickly again before we do the Mishnah Berurahs. So it's telling us over here, the Mechaber says, Korish Nishbar, if you have a beam that is broken, you're allowed to go, Mutul Somcho Biaruka Samita, you can go support it with the sides of a bed, the legs of a bed, Shem Kli, which they themselves were Kli, the bed, and therefore you're allowed to move them. But you're not allowed to go and raise the ceiling that's falling down, the beam that's falling down. Look at the Shatala. Them can't have a Lebona, because that would be considered building. What are you allowed to do? You're only allowed to prop up the falling down beams, the ceiling that's falling down with the sides of the bed, kidesh lo terid yosa, it shouldn't fall any further. And this is in a way that it's not tightly attached. Vushi refuyim shucha litlo kishirtsu, that you could take them out if you wanted to, not that they're so tightly attached. Avol mahatkum shom, if you attach them very tightly, osir. So we learned that yesterday, that's the mechaber. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, sivkart memtes. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, vim eino kli rak eitz b'yama, if you're not supporting this falling down beam or board on the ceiling with a bed, but you're just taking a piece of wood, kimo makil, some sort of a stick, even though this stick is not muktzah, you're not allowed to use this over here, even though it's not muktzah, to support the beam that's falling down, the dami lebonim, because that looks too much like building. And there's the opinion, can't cause of Magen Avram. However, Abol HaEl Yerabav, it says, Shabbos, Cholkin love, they're Mehomekel than the Magen Avram, they disagree with the Magen Avram, Umatir Mechol Dover, Shei Shem, Kli Olav, L'inyan Tiltu. They allow you to use anything that has the status of a Kli, it's not Mokza, to support this falling beam. Kim Shaw Siraki, they shall alter it. You're not actually pushing it back, you're just making sure it doesn't fall any further, and this is allowed. And he says, further, look in the Prima Godim, Ayin in the Prima Godim. Sivkot Nun, Imhatkam, if you make it loose, it's not a problem, but if you make it too tight, it is a problem. The reasoning is, Atam, Dimavato Kli Mechonim, because if you make it very tight, this Kli is no longer able to be pulled out, and therefore the Kli is no longer usable as a Kli, and therefore that's called Mavato Kli Mechonim, which we've learned quite a bit about in the past already. Shini Yochel Shuv Litlo Mishom Bishabbos, you can't take it out from there, and therefore you can't use it. But if it's not stuck in very tightly, so then you're allowed to use it, and therefore it's not a problem to prop it up. That's brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Hagi. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Savsal Shenishmat Echad Miraglav. If some sort of a bench that one of its legs are missing, so it would fall down on its own, also Lachziru Limkoma, you can't put that leg back in. However, Ulaniach Oso Tzad Hashomet Al Savsal Acher, but to use another bench to support the side that the legs have fallen off of, here the Mechaber brings down, Yesh mi shemachmir lasar. There is an opinion that says you can't do this either. And the Ramah adds, look for these halachos in Siman Shin Ches. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Aleph tells us, lahachziru limkomo, to go and put the legs back on here on the broken safsol, on the broken bench, that's not allowed. Vafilu lasosa rofo, even if you're going to do it in a very loosely attached way, you're not allowed to, because gzera shami yiska bi yosid kiril chasko. We're concerned if we allow you to do it in a loose way, you may come to go and put in additional pegs over here to tighten it in so it doesn't fall out. The issue for number 30 brings down, according to the Chazon Ish, however, mutu lahachzir b'ofen rofo, you would be allowed to put it back if it's loosely attached. Afil b'mokum shadera chilizko, even when people do tighten it in, if you're not tightening it in, it is permitted. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Beis, the Mechaber brought down that there are those that don't even allow you to stand it up against another bench, so you can't put the side where the legs have fallen off on another bench so it supports itself that way. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu b'tiltul also lididu, you wouldn't be allowed to move it. And this is because, v'akol mitam, Gizera, the rabbis instituted a prohibition, a restriction over here, Dilma Osila Niya Harego Basoko Velisko, because you may come to go and fix it. If you allow you to go and use it in this way, you may come to actually go and fix it. The issue for number 32 says that's only over here when the leg is totally taken away. But if the leg is broken, it's been long gone. So then, in that situation, he brings down the name of various Acharonim and Simon Shinches, Shemuta Latalta Sasasa. Then you can move the bench over here because there's no way to fix it in this situation. The leg is gone. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins v'chein sosam haramol el b'simin shinches siv tezayin b'haga k'hayesh mi shemachmin. That's what the Ramah added over here, that you're not allowed to go do this. We paskin like the machmir opinion that the Mechaber brings down. And he says as well, ayin in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha over there, kol prote din zeh. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Nun Gimel himself says, haynu, the Sham Mevorah over there, we learned, dim yoshav alo kvar kach pam echod mi b'od yom. But if you'd already had this broken-legged bench hanging onto another bench before Shabbos, kishayasam chasaf salacher, and it's now already been used in this fashion before Shabbos, mutagam b'Shabbos l'sam chasaf salacher. Then you could even remove it from this bench and put it on another bench, because we're not concerned in this situation, v'lo chayshinon shema yiska. We're not concerned that you go and tighten it in or bang it in some way, because you've already demonstrated that you're willing to use it without doing that. Now we go to Siftes. The Mechaber writes, atokea eitz b'eitz. If you go and put one piece of wood into another piece of wood, whether bein shetaka b'masmer, whether you're using some sort of a nail, bein shetaka b'eitz asmo, or whether you're just pushing it in with the wood itself, achin esachid, until they're attached together, hareze toledes bona. This is a tolda of the Yisra Daraisa of bona, of building on Shabbos. So attaching two pieces of wood together is not permitted in any way. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin and Dalet, this is true bein bebinyan or bein mekli. This is no difference between a piece of the house, for example, and the making of a utensil. Likewise, to put a piece of wood into the axe. Oh, or to put some sort of a nail into the handle of the axe in order that it should be attached well to the axe, all of this is not allowed. And likewise, to take this out, that's not allowed because of destroying a keli. But this is only if the purpose of taking it out is to somehow fix it, because otherwise it would be purely makalkel, which would not be an issur daraisa. And this brought down the name of the Rambam. Finally, we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, you have a yard that is soaking wet, it says filled with water over here, and you want to make it usable. You're allowed to go and toss straw on it in order that you can use it. It's not soaking wet now. And this isn't considered a construction over here, a binyan. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nunhei, Mishum Deloma Vatale Hasa, because you're not subordinating this straw that you threw over there, and it's not able to be used. It is able to be used. The Chazi Lamayachal Behema Olatit, because it still could be used for animal fodder, or for you to use it to make some sort of a cement. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Avol Dovid Demavatali Hasan, but if you truly are making a subordinate there and it's not going to be usable, for example, Kimotit V'chol Utsraros, if you're going to posit over there some clay or some sand or some pebbles, which you're not going to move, they're not used for anything else, then it's also to do that. Deikum Mishum Ashuya Gumos, and another reason is because it's considered like you're filling in the holes over here. And here, because your purpose was to make this yard usable, so that's a problem. The Dami Labinyan, because it seems like you're constructing over there. Avu Binyan Acher, in other ways, but to go and spread sand over the house, they had the dirt floors in the house, and you spread some sand over there to cover up the spittle that was there, that is actually permissible. Shari. The Harshari Lechasu Sarok Bafer, because there is no problem in covering up spittle with some earth. Kimosha Kosov Sof Simon Shin Yud, as we've already learned. Kivan She'eno Machavi Labinyan. Your intention is not to do binyan, but your intention is to cover up the spittle, so therefore it's allowed. But outside, when there is no intention to cover up spittle, obviously there is a concern there of binyan or Ashve Gumos. Back to the Mechaber, who said that you're allowed to spread the straw out over here. However, ubavachi yishana, but you have to do this with some sort of a shinoi. Shelo yizra lo besal, you can't go throw the straw from a basket, lo bakupa, some other type of a basket, ele b'shulei akupa. So Mishnah Berurah will explain, what does it mean by the bottom of the basket? He's telling us over here, shavchena, you flip the basket over. So instead of it being the inside of the basket, you're now taking the bottom of the basket from the outside, the yavi seven al shula, and you go put the straw on that back of the basket, the hainu ayi deshino. That's called doing it via shinoi in an abnormal fashion, and therefore that's allowed. However, avol biyad, but to just toss it with your hand, that would be osur. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this, if cutting involved, mishum duhu uvda dechol, because this is the way it's done on a weekday, and it looks too much like weekday work. The ayi de'ena yehudi shari, and therefore via a non-Jewish person to do this, it's permitted. Im yesh bo tzarach harbi, if you really need to have this done, for example, kechol midei shu shvus deshvus, and this is because this is an example of amir liakim, which is a shvus for a din derabbanan over here, which is a shvus, and it's allowed for a pressing need, brought down in the name of the Taz. With this, we conclude Simin Shin Yud Gimel, and we start now Shin Yud Dalet, which talks about binyan and stira on Shabbos, making something or destroying something on Shabbos. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, and he writes, Ein binyan ustira bekelim. We've already discussed this din. This is brought down by the Mechaber over here, that there is no construction or destruction of utensils on Shabbos. And what do we mean by this? Hani Mili, this is talking about she'eino binyan mamish, that we're not really talking about making a new utensil from scratch over here. For example, kagon chavis, like a barrel. The Ramah says this type of a barrel is hagah, she'eino machazekes arboim sa. It's a small barrel that doesn't have a volume of 40 sa inside of it. This type of a barrel, the Mechaber and the Ramah say, she'nishbor, that broke, v'dibek shvarel b'zefes, and you patched it up with some sort of a pitch over here with Zephes. So such an already patched barrel, Yochel L'shaver, you would be allowed to go and break it, Likach Mashe B'socher, to go and take out the contents from inside such a barrel. However, even here, Ubovad, you have to be careful, Shlo Yechavein L'nakva Nekev Yofe She'elo Pesach. You have to be careful that when you break this barrel, you don't break it in a way that you now have a permanent type of an opening in this barrel that can be used again. Because if you do that, the Mkain Havalei Mesakin Mone, that's called making a new kli. That's called finishing off this utensil in a way that it's reusable again. And therefore, it's not allowed. Avolim he shlema, but if it's intact, then if it never had been broken, also l'shavra, afilu binyan sheino osa kli, then you're not allowed to break a good utensil, even though you're not going to make it into a kli. Va'afilu nekev bi'alma, and the Mechaber says, even to make some sort of a slight puncture in it, is also osa, not allowed to be done, limko ba mechadosh, to make a new hole in it. Va'afilu yesh ba nekev chadosh, and even if it already had a nekev in it, im la'archiva, if your intention is to widen it, it is also forbidden, osa. Now we said quite a bit over here, and we have a lot of Mishnah Berurahs to do, and to understand this very important subject of opening up a utensil on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, she'eino binyan mamish, there is no din of binyan Ostira by Kalim when it's not a real kli. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avo binyan gomor, ostira gomura, if you're actually making a real utensil or destroying a real utensil, so then there is din of binyan and stira shayach gam b'kelim. You do have this din. The lochay, and therefore, it's very important to know, dafka b'dibek shvorel b'zefes yochol shavra. What we're talking here, the Mechaber told us, was that you had a kli that was broken and it was put back together with pitch. That type of a kli, there's no binyan or stira on it. The ein zeh stira gemura, because when you destroy it, it's not a real destruction. It's already a semi-destroyed kli. And we see in Dershufut number one, this applicable for a snowball. Hazorea kadura osri mishelik. You take a snowball and you throw it, and therefore it's going to break apart. That, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, is not a problem of binyan or stira over here. You're not over the issur of stira. Kivin she'enzu stira's gemura. It's not a real destruction over here because it's already somewhat destroyed to start with. And likewise, your kavana wasn't to go and break it up. We continue back in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Avolim hoyso shlema. If this kli over here was intact to start with, then you're not allowed to break it on Shabbos. Heavy stira gemura. That is considered destroying a kli on Shabbos. For also, afilu b'kli katan. This is true whether it's a large or a small utensil. Then he brings down from the Acharonim, because of Acharonim Lakamim Besifyud, we're going to learn this in Mitzvah Hashem in a few days, Dahani Chavios Kitanos Shel Mirkachas, if you have small containers that have preserves inside of them, Mirkachas is preserves. Also Lohasir Hachishukim, you're not allowed to go and remove, there's some sort of a structure around it, a hoop-like structure. The Mishnah Berurah says it's called in Yiddish Reifin. Kidei Likach Mashe B'socha, to open it up and take out the preserves from inside. And this is dissimilar. V'lo Domi L'chovishin Mudbekes Shvareh B'zefes. Not like what we just said over here. If you have a broken utensil that you patch together with pitch, you can take it apart. Da'asim Darku Mitchila Lasos Kein Ve'avi Kichli Shleima. Because when we're talking here about these hoops that are put in there, they're not broken and then you put them back together with pitch. That's the way they're created in the first place. However, but to ask a non-Jewish person to take it out, that is allowed, as we will also learn in Yitzhak Shem shortly. If the utensil is just, however, held together with some sort of a string or ropes, then even a Jewish person would be allowed to undo this, because that's already considered like a somewhat broken kli, and it's only patched together, and then we say, ain stira b'kelim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis explains the Ramah, who said that it doesn't hold more than 40 saw, it's allowed. Diluhi machazekis arboim saw, because if it's a larger container that holds a volume of 40 saw, then it is considered heavy lake or ohel, it's like a house. The isbe mishum binyan ustira, then there is no similar din like by kelim, ain binyan ustira kelim, if they're broken by a house, if you break or fix a house, so then there is a din of binyan ustira. Afilu binyan ustira kaldu, and even a little bit is considered binyan ustira in that situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel says the container, if it holds less than 40 saw, is not a problem. Hainu, how much is 40 saw? A volume of a container would be the size that has Amma Alama Berum Shlosh Amos. It would be a container that is a 1x1x3 Amma container. An Amma, again, is between 18 and 24 inches, roughly. So let's just make it 2 feet, 24 inches. So this would be a container that's 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet. So it would be a volume of 24 square Amos for the entire volume of this three-dimensional container. And this includes im ovia the funnels with the thickness of the walls itself. However, but not including the top, not including below ovi haliv zibizim. Hu kimo zer sovet etzol sefaso. This is like some sort of a boundary or a border around the top. Varaglaim, nor does it include the feet of this utensil, brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Rambam. So the Mechaber said, this you're allowed to break if it's a small utensil that's already been previously broken and put back together with pitch. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Dalid, Ayin the Prima Godem Shemitzadi Deheter Ashviruhu Afilu Shaloba Mokum Shemudbok Bezefes. You can even break it in the places which weren't broken and are reattached with pitch. You can break it in another place as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hay says, but you're not allowed to make a hole in it. Lenakvo Nekev Yofet. You're not allowed to make a nice hole in this over here. Uhu Adin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Imat is Rosha. You're not allowed to chop off the top of it, milmala, from the top, and then you'll smooth it out afterwards so you'll have a nice retaining utensil over here. That's not allowed. Now, there's a very important issue footnote over here, number three. Number two is also important. We won't have time to do it inside, but number three is basically telling us, are you allowed to open up a bottle or not on Shabbos? So he brings down first a machmir opinion from the Chazon Ish. Sha'af im lo asa pesach yofeh chayev mishum boni. Even if you don't make a nice opening, you're not allowed to do this. V'af al pisha no kev chavis chayev mishum boneh rakim asa pesach yofeh. Even though he says here that only if you made a nice opening are you over binyan. Nevertheless, he says, hol v'kufsa shimurim ba'oda skura eino neshevis kli, because it's not yet considered a kli if it's closed. Therefore, if you open it up, you're making a kli over here, and it doesn't make any difference if you made it nice or not an opening, you're chayev mishum boneh. And he brings down, even if your intention is to throw this away after you're done with it, nevertheless, the Chazon Ish says, also lo leposki, you're not allowed to open it up on Shabbos. He says, people will still use it even after it's emptied out. And even if you're not going to use it after it's emptied out, sometimes you don't finish it all off, and you're going to preserve it and use it until it's all done. And therefore, he says, you're not allowed to do this. On the other hand, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you are allowed to go and open up such a kufsa that is normally going to be thrown away when you're done with it, and you don't reuse it for multiple usages. This is also the opinion of Dayin Weiss, Tzatzal, the Minchas Yitzchok. And they further even suggest that the Chazon Ish himself would allow this if it's a one-time usage and then going to be thrown away. There's further details and discussion about this, in the rest of this footnote, as well as in Dirshu footnote number 2. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav. He says that the Isra over here would be Masaki Moni. He says, look in the Taz, Ayin and Bataz, the Mashba, Dafilu, Manekev, Hunekev, Kotan, even if you make a very small puncture over here, Shein Osu, Lahaknis, Lahotzi, that normally wouldn't allow stuff to go in or out, Gamkin Osir. You wouldn't be allowed to do this as well, al koponim midrabanan, because it would be only an iser derabanan over here, but still an iser. Afilu b'chavis kazo shirua, and this is true even if it's a broken utensil that was patched together with the pitch. V'imunekiv gado shasir lachnis lotzi, and if it's a large type of a hole that you could put something in or take something out, yesh bo iser torah, that may be even an iser deraisa. V'chei mashav biragor, this is also the opinion of Vilna Gaon. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to go and break it over here, mitam stira, because this would be stira. When you go and break a full utensil, it's called a iser of stira. The after ba'alma kaimel under soser enu chayev elokishu amanas livnos. And even though we normally say that makalkel, breaking something, is only chayev if it's for the purpose of building, for making something, the lav hochi makalkelu, if not, then it's pure makalkel, which is only midir rabbanon. Nevertheless, miu aser, but it's also at least midir rabbanon. Obivir agroi hiskim laposkim, the sfirlu, the ain stira b'kelim. The Vilna Gaon agrees over here with those poskim that say there is no concept of stira by kelim. Afilu kishose shivrosa b'chli shlema, even if you're taking a utensil that was fully whole. He disagrees with what we just learned. In lo kishoso saw kli, aydeh shir, unless your intention over here is to make it into a kli by the breaking of it. Dios chayiv akopan l'kul yamo mishom makev apatish. Then you would be chayiv for the issue of finishing off a kli, makev apatish. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, when the Mechaber told us over here, if it's an intact kli, you're not allowed to break it, even if your purpose is not to make it into a kli. The Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber is telling us of the Yerot Zalomar, you're not intending to make a hole in it, you just want to break it. Nevertheless, it's not allowed. The Achakah cost of Rusa Tvei, then he tells us even a bigger Chiddush, even a little hole over here, Yerot Zalomar, it's not going to serve as an opening. You thought it had two good things. It's not breaking the kli. It's not a utensil, you're not making it into a Pesach, nevertheless, a filu hochi asura. Then he brings down from the Rambam, Perichov Kimbol, osu nekev shu osu lahaklis osu, if you make a hole that is able to have stuff go in and out of it, can go nekev shu bulu al a hole in a chicken coop, shu osu lahaklis orel otsi hevel, it takes in the air and it lets out the bad air, chayim shu makav patish, that is an isra over here. Hu shem akolu, makav patish is a general term used for any gemar malocha, shu toledi, amalocha zu, it's a told of this amalocha, shu umen makav patish, ala kli bishaz gemar la shu osak mi musa, then the utensil is made by banging out its slanted parts. Therefore, the rabbis made an iser over here, even if it's being used just to enter or take out things from it. Because Shema Yavo Lasos Nekev Shchayev Anlo, because you may come to make a hole that you really would be chayev for. Then he says, look in the Mogen Avraham, who says, even if the chicken coop's not attached to the ground, the less be mishum bone alasiyas anekiv, it's not called then a real boner. Nevertheless, chachachichai mishum makiv patish, it's also makiv patish, shugmar melechas alu, because you're finishing off the chicken coop. He adds, kolos adover shugmar locha, harezat tolez, makiv patish chayiv. If you do this, you chayiv makiv patish. We'll finish off this mishaburi mitzvah shem tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.